Well, very clear what are the key challenges of Haiti. Since MINUSTAH, since the United Nations peacekeeping mission are in Haiti, we have improved in important way in the rule of law and the police capacity building. In general terms, we have improved a lot in security. Now, Haiti face two challenges. Some of them are out of our mandate, but they are very related to UN activity. Well, the coming elections, legislative and local elections, and we have had a delay that we declare almost unacceptable because the elections shouldn't have taken place 14 months ago. And this is a big challenge because there are political polarization on this issue. The second one is this 2012, there were not so many economic progress in Haiti. The forecast for economic growth was 8% and the real economic growth was 2.5%. So employment and food, they are the big challenge in Haiti today.
What about security?
Well, security has improved a lot. As a matter of fact, Haiti, in the rank of the 23 Central American and the Caribbean countries, is the number 4 in the less homicides per capita. The challenge in security are much more the gangs in some shanty towns around Port-au-Prince, and then the family violence and the abuse against women. But in general terms, political violence doesn't exist, kidnapping has reduced, and the mounting cases of homicides are very concentrated in some places around Port-au-Prince. The rest of the country is very peaceful.
I want to look at cholera and post-earthquake needs. How would you describe the fight against those two challenges, fighting cholera and dealing with post-earthquake needs?
Well, in cholera's case, cholera has since reduced radically in Haiti. We were very worried after the Isaac and Sandy tempest because this is the case where cholera mount, but there were much less cases than before. We have already a big initiative to mitigate, to prevent, and to fight against cholera. And the Secretary General of the United Nations, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, launched some weeks ago a big campaign together with the Minister of Health of Dominican Republic, the Minister of Health of Haiti, to really free the island from cholera in the next years. And he appointed a very well-known doctor, Paul Farmer, that is one of the founders of Médecins Sans Frontières, to lead this campaign. And I think we will have a serious success.
Where has the UN made the most impact in helping the people of Haiti, in your opinion?
I think security has played a key role. If you go to places like Cité Soleil, in the surrounding area of Port-au-Prince, you will see that the population are very keen that the MINUSTAH stay, that the UN forces don't leave the country. I was a few days ago in a radio like here we are, Bookman Radio in Cité Soleil, and came the mayor of Cité Soleil, journalists and representatives of unions, other people, telling me very clear, we don't like that the UN troops leave the country because they have sure our security. This is a main achievement, in my opinion.
Finally, sir, looking ahead, what needs to be done to get Haiti back on full footing?
Well, there is a big job in front of our faces. First of all, Haiti needs a continuous step on the stabilization of the political conditions they have. And for that reason, what I had mentioned at the very beginning, we need to have the legislative and local election as soon as possible. But in the long term, the main challenge for Haiti it is to improve economically. They have today a working force around 4.2 million inhabitants and a formal job. They have only 200,000. So you have more than 4 million people, or around 4 million people, living in a subsistence economy, in a survival economy, or living from remittances from the Asians in exile, in the diaspora. This is something that we should help the government and the private sector and the Asian people to face and to move forward, because this is a permanent source of stability.